Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar, without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, conversational funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024 and beyond. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Jim Stevenson, and Jim is splitting his time between Los Angeles and London. He is the founder and CEO of Bletchley Group, a renowned international growth consultancy with 24 years of expertise in strategy, transformation, and growth. He established Bletchley Group with a fundamental belief that while technology is powerful, it should always serve a meaningful purpose. Jim's unique value stems from his diverse background, having worked in numerous roles across various companies, enabling him to identify growth opportunities and achieve great results for his clients. Jim, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hi, Josh. It's great to be here. So thanks for having me on. There's so many keys, but I think getting things done, it's all about saying no. It's about doing less. And that's how you get more done, at least in my world. I think, I think it was Warren Buffett who said most companies do busy work. And it's absolutely true. I think we all get caught up in doing things that we think we have to do, that we're kind of expected to do, that we kind of half promised someone we'd get to. And we get caught up in this busy work. And it doesn't matter whether you're a small business or a big business. That's what sucks your time. So it's having the ability, it's having the focus to say, actually, no, that's not helpful. I can do more. I can achieve more by saying no to this thing. And I'm really sorry, I'd love to help you, but that's just not something that I can fit into my schedule. So I think people do more by doing less.
Saying no, the power of saying no. As entrepreneurs, it's the only time we really want to say no is when something costs money.
Well, there is that, yes.
But if there's an opportunity, well, we want to say yes to the opportunity. And I'm a victim of that, just like almost anybody else I know. Like, of course we can do that. Yeah, we'll fit it in. Yeah, you're a great guy. Well, let's totally work together. And then before you know it, we can't do anything because we're too busy trying to keep up with all the stuff we're trying to do.
Yeah. I'm as guilty as that as everyone. I've literally just in the last 2 weeks changed my productivity system. So I'm now much more focused on the tasks that I need to be, because the last 2 or 3 months, you kind of, an 8 hour day becomes a 9 hour day, and then you think, I promised that guy that thing, that, and then it becomes a 10 hour day. And we all absolutely do it. But I think if you can focus, especially for entrepreneurs, especially for people who are in small businesses, they only have a limited amount of time. Personally, I believe that even entrepreneurs deserve a life, and your work shouldn't be 100% of what you do. So keep a focus on your North Star. What are you trying to achieve? And be ruthless when you're going through anything that doesn't get you there. I have a process that I take clients through, which is incredibly simplistic. I'd love to be able to say I could trademark it or something and make it mine, but it's so simplistic I don't think I can. It's understand what your North Star is. Is then list down everything that you will have achieved. So the results that you will achieve when you know that you've got there, and you write them along the top of a spreadsheet, Google, Excel, and then down the left-hand side, you write all the initiatives that you think you should be doing and why you should be doing them. And then you map those initiatives to all the things that you want to do to get you to your North Star. And you can then very easily weight it. And it's an incredibly simplistic process of actually weighting everything that you do to what you're trying to achieve. And just by definition, it tells you the ones that are most important and the ones that aren't. It's incredibly simplistic, but it's hugely powerful.
Yeah, and I love systems like that. And certain systems are going to resonate with people in different ways. There's no right or wrong way to do this. Yeah. But I always, Just very similar to your example, for me, it's all about, I call it the kitchen table. Let's dump everything out on the kitchen table. Let's take the duffel bag and turn it upside down. Let's sift and sort, categorize everything. And then everything that we need, we put back in the bag. Everything we don't need, we just shove off into the floor and we move on with our
Nice.
lives. You know, now the bag's lighter. We've got just the essentials. We can be more agile and we can get more things done. And to a certain extent, all productivity systems are some variation of that, kind of like what you described. And it's about more than getting more done, it's about doing less. Right back to your first point. And so that's a good transition to, you've spent 2 decades helping businesses grow. And I imagine that one of the keys to helping them grow is convincing them to do less. Talk to me a little bit about some of the tactics that and strategies that you deploy to help businesses get where they need to go if they engage with you.
Yeah, this isn't going to be a surprise for anybody, but the biggest tactic to convince people to change is I'll save you money. And it's very trite, but it kind of works every time, especially if you've got a finance director or a chief finance officer who's kind of thinking, oh man, our costs are spiraling out of control. We're not achieving as much as we did 5 years ago. We're getting hassle from the board to do more and achieve more, and everything seems to be going slower. Very often, depending on the size of the company, but very often, I genuinely believe I can add 20% to your revenue and take 30% away from your costs with changing very little in your business. And it's that entire principle of what is it you're trying to achieve? What's your North Star? Just be clear on what that is, what's going to get you there. And by taking everything off the kitchen table that isn't there, you've saved 30% of your costs without really trying. I mean, it's not really like it's going to be painful. It's just going to be something, a process that you need to go through. And the other aspect is I always focus on customers. So if going through that process, you're always thinking, where are we going? What are we trying to achieve? Customers. What isn't going to take us there and take all of that stuff off. Everything that you're left with on the table or that you put back in your bag is focused on driving your customers. I've done this so often now, and without really too much effort, 20% extra in your revenue, 30% less in your costs. And it's just that number keeps on coming up, or those numbers keep on coming up. So when you say to someone, you're doing an awful lot of work that isn't achieving your objective, yeah, well, we're really busy because we've got lots to do, but is what you're doing getting you to where you want to get to? And very
Yeah.
often the answer is half of it
No.
is, 70% of it is, but it's definitely not 100%.
It's fascinating that sometimes we just need somebody to show us that. I've got friends who like I have people that sell life insurance. That's a brutal job. You know, it's very difficult. And but there's a way that you can do it successfully. And then there's a way that you can do it and burn yourself out at both ends and hustle and not make a lot of money. But that way requires less mental bandwidth because you're just busy all the time and you don't realize that it's not working. And you're not willing to stop and say, like, okay, cool. Before you go and sit at this little old lady's house, do you even know if they have an interest or they can even pay for this, you know, or if they're even qualified? You know, and we've got to ask those questions up front. You've got to make sure you're spending your time on the things that are actually going to make you money instead of the things that make you feel busy. Talk to me a little bit more about that because that comes up so often. You've seen this
Completely.
in so many clients.
And everyone likes to be busy. And I think as human beings, there's definitely a characteristics trait, especially in entrepreneurs and business people, whereby if you've had a really busy day, you feel satisfied when you get home in the evening. And it takes a lot to learn that actually doing more isn't satisfying. Achieving more is satisfying. I had a mentor. I'm one of the world's worst salespeople ever. I'm terrible at it. I just and I dare say that 90% of the audience are as well. It's just not something that is in my characteristics, but we all have to do, we all have to get there. But when I first set out in business 24 years ago now, I had a very good friend of mine. He was one of the best sales guys for Sun Microsystems in Europe at the time. And we poached him for a company I was working with, and that's where I met him. He was fantastic. And he was like, yeah, why are you doing 20 pitches a week? You know fine that you're only going to get one of them. So say no to 19 and focus on making sure that the one that you're doing is the best one that presents you for. So stop all this kind of cut and paste generic nonsense that the client's going to go, that's generic and I don't want that. You're actually, you're doing yourself a disservice to the one client that will actually employ you because you're trying to win 19 clients that will never employ you. So that focus is what you're saying. Can the old lady that you're trying to sell insurance to afford it? If the answer is no, then very politely say, this isn't for you. It doesn't have to be anything other than a polite conversation. But that level of targeting, understanding your consumers' needs, all of that stuff is hugely important to understand where you should be putting your time and why you should be putting your effort there. And if you don't know any of that stuff, you've got no chance. You're literally just running around in the dark, hoping someone's going to buy something from you.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say this. Just earlier today, I was doing a review of someone's website, and the website was, "We help businesses grow." It was like, "What? What does that mean?" And it was just trying to cast the widest possible net. And my feedback was just that: it's like, "Look, what business? What does growth mean? How do you help them grow?" Go and dig in and disqualify 98% of the people that would land on this page so that the one person who lands on it, that is your target market, says, "How in the world did this guy know so much about me?" Because that's what's going to close the deal for you. And I'll give one more. I ran a workshop. I sent some paid traffic. I got people to register, and I got this big list. And 25% of the people who registered showed up. And then of the 25% that showed up, 30% of them booked a call, right? 50% of them showed up to the call. And 50% of them ghosted me afterwards. And it's like, okay, like I got people that made the commitment and made the effort. And then I got all these other people that like found some reason not to engage with me. And I start following up and chasing them down and stuff. To a certain extent, things happen, people get commitments and stuff, but to a certain extent, you have to draw a line and say, "I just want to work with the people that are paying attention," because most people won't.
I completely agree with that. There's so much in there. I very often take my clients through essentially a sales funnel, as you've just described. But rather than actually taking them through of how many people did you get into the top of your funnel and when did you lose them and things, I insist that what they actually do is they understand why people are dropping off. And sometimes it's fine. It was the wrong offer that you gave them. You're not the person for them. You're too expensive. You're too cheap. You're whatever. But most people kind of understand that they're losing half their customers between acquisition to or lead generation to acquisition, but no one knows why. And it's like, well, what's the point of doing this if you're not going to track it and understand it and change it? But no, I completely agree with all of that. It's that you have to understand where this is coming from, how you're getting it, where the value comes from. Otherwise, you're not running a business. You're running a process that's broken.
Yeah, boom. So, Jim, tell us a little bit more about what you do and who you help and how we can connect with you.
Well, I have the same problem that you just described. I call myself a growth consultancy, but I've been doing that for, wow, 18 years now. So I probably need to update it because growth has become such a mass used word, and it now has very little meaning. What we do is we started out as a technology consultancy, hence Bletchley. But very early on, 2006, 2007, we fundamentally changed into doing marketing, into doing business strategy, into expansion planning, and we now what we do is we focus on helping companies get to the next level. Wherever you are, we'll get you to the next level, and that's only because we've got such a broad range of experience and across a broad range of sectors. We'll come in, we'll help you simplify your business, we'll help you grow your business, we'll find where your blockers are, and we'll help you move those forward so that you're getting to the next level, whether you're going from 5 million to 10 million or 50 million to 100 million. And we've been there, we've done it. We work with companies that are 1 million turnover. In fact, we're working with two that are significantly smaller than that at the moment, all the way up to the largest client we've had is in the tens of billions. So we've got a very broad spectrum of what we do, and don't let that put you off. All of that experience comes into play. We can tell you why the big guys aren't working and how you can compete against them. We can tell you how your small, nimble company can actually outperform its competitors. And that's essentially what we do. So we get in involved at a strategic level, fundamentally what your business is doing. We will help you drive that strategy forward. We'll advise you through that. We'll help you do a transformation if that's what's needed, or we'll just give you advice. And to be perfectly honest, if you want to buy me a coffee, I'll quite happily sit down with you for half an hour and just chat.
Awesome. Love that. And so where can we go to connect with you and learn more?
The best place is on LinkedIn to connect with me. So you'll find linkedin.com/Jim Stevenson. You'll see a face similar to this one on the picture. Or if you go
For
to
those of you on audio, he is a fine looking gentleman with wavy blonde hair and a salt and pepper beard and some glasses. And so we're
I
got to
love that you
use
said.
the visual description language since most of it's audio.
Fair enough. That's cool. Yeah, thank you for that. I like the fact that you said blonde. Everyone else calls it silver or gray. So yes, you're
I
forever
got
my
good
friend.
lighting though. Yeah.
Oh, perfectly. Yeah, that must be it. Or you'll find us at bletchleygroup.com. So Bletchley as in Bletchley Park, back in the day, BLETCHLEYgroup.com. And yeah, reach out. Like I say, I'm happy to have conversations with anyone. Coffee's nice, but optional. And if I can help, I'd be delighted to.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Jim Stevenson, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about how he gets stuff done. You can find him on LinkedIn, Jim Stevenson, or you can go to his website, bletchleygroup.com. Whether you're on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT, literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. That's it. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.